And here is the Writer's Almanac for Thursday. It's the 1st of December, 2016. It was on this day, 1955, Rosa Parks broke the law by refusing to give up her seat to a white man on a city bus in Montgomery, Alabama, which resulted in her arrest. The driver of the bus came back to tell her to give up her seat. She said, no. And he said, well, if you don't stand up, I'm going to have to call the police and have you arrested. And she said, you may do that. Her arrest led to a boycott of the city's buses, led by Martin Luther King Jr., who was 26 years old, a boycott that went on for over a year and eventually helped lead to the end of segregation. It was on this date, 1959, Antarctica was deemed a military-free continent by the Antarctic Treaty, signed by 12 nations, including the U.S. and the Soviet Union, which stated that the continent would be used for scientific research only. It was expanded in 1991 to include a ban on mineral and oil exploration for at least the next 50 years. It was on this day, 1887, that Sherlock Holmes and Dr. Watson made their first appearance in a novella called A Study in Scarlet, which was published in a magazine, Beaton's Christmas Annual. Written by a physician, Dr. Arthur Conan Doyle, story of a detective who was also a violin collector and a philosopher and an amateur chemist. The story had been turned down by many other magazine publishers, but the wife of the publisher of Beaton's Christmas Annual liked the story, and so there it was. And Sherlock Holmes and Dr. Watson quickly became popular with readers, so that Conan Doyle wrote more than 60 Sherlock Holmes stories over the next 40 years. And that issue of Beaton's Christmas Annual is now worth about $157,000. And it's the birthday of Marie Groschholz, born 1761 in Strasbourg, France, whom we know as Madame Tussaud, who learned how to make waxwork figures of famous people and took her collection, including a sculpture of the poet Voltaire and Benjamin Franklin, Jean-Jacques Rousseau, Louis XVI, and Marie Antoinette on tour through Europe. Here's a poem for today by Lewis Jenkins, The Couple. They no longer sleep quite as well as they did when they were younger. He lies awake, thinking of things that happened years ago, turning uncomfortably from time to time, pulling on the blankets. She worries about money. First one, and then the other is awake during the night, in shifts, as if keeping watch, though they can't see very much in the dark and it's quiet. They are sentries at some outpost, an abandoned fort, somewhere in the middle of the great plains, where only the wind is a regular visitor. Each stands guard in the wilderness of an imagined life in which the other sleeps untroubled. A poem, The Couple, by Lewis Jenkins, from Before You Know It, published by Will of the Wisp Books and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac. Supported by the Poetry Foundation, publisher of Poetry Magazine, now available on iOS devices, subscriptions available at poetrymagazine.org. And supported by the Association of Writers and Writing Programs, bringing their annual conference to Washington, D.C. this February. More at awpwriter.org. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.